Democracy demonstrators were back in the streets of Hong Kong today in another weekend show of civil defiance. There have been clashes with Hong Kong police who used tear gas once again. Some protesters are calling for escalating the confrontation with the city's Beijing-backed government with strikes. One of them is Nathan Leung.
We have been fighting for democracy for over 2 months. So it is now is a very key element that we need to stress that strike is a very powerful tool to win democracy.
At one point today, protesters removed a Chinese national flag from its pole and tossed it into Victoria Harbor. Thousands of South Koreans have marched in Seoul to express their anger at Japan's decision to downgrade South Korea's trade status, key to an escalating diplomatic feud. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has our report.
An estimated 15,000 people swarmed the streets in front of the Japanese embassy, carrying signs that read Boycott Japan and No Abe, referring to Japan's prime minister. The crowds marched to a nearby boulevard for a candlelit vigil, where speakers called for the government to discard a deal between the countries over compensating South Korean women who were forced to work in Japan's World War II military brothels. South Korea says the Japanese trade curbs could hurt its export-dependent economy and has accused Japan of weaponizing trade to retaliate over bilateral disputes stemming from their bitter wartime history. South Korea's foreign minister says the United States has many concerns over the row and is offering to help its allies find an end to their dispute. I'm Sarah Bassett.
There were protesters in the streets of Moscow today voicing their alarm at the way upcoming city council voting promises to be conducted. Opposition and independent candidates are being excluded. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and Russia are pointing fingers at each other over the now-abandoned Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987, it was seen as a major Cold War achievement. En route to Australia today for his first official trip since being confirmed last month, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper was asked if the end of INF could lead to a new arms race.
Russia has been racing, if anybody, to develop these systems in violation of the treaty, not us. And, you know, the traditional sense of an arms race has been in a nuclear context. Right now, we don't have plans to build nuclear-tipped INF range weapons. It's the Russians who have developed non-compliant, likely, possibly nuclear-tipped weapons. So I don't see an arms race happening. I do see us taking proactive measures to develop a capability that we need for both the European theater and certainly this theater, the Indo-PACOM theater.
Esper raised the possibility the United States could decide to deploy conventional intermediate-range missiles in Asia, though he would not say where or when. The United Nations Refugee Agency says it welcomes the closure of 3 detention centers in Libya, but voices concern about those who are being held. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency has been advocating for the release of refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants from Libya's detention centers for a long time. And so it says it is pleased that 3 of the country's largest facilities, Misrata, Tajura, and Qom's, have been shut. However, UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic tells VOA he has no idea what has happened to the inmates.
To our knowledge, there are 19 official detention centers run by the authorities that there are currently active in Libya, with nearly 5,000 refugees and migrants that are arbitrarily detained there.
Mihecic says UNHCR is closely following developments. He says refugees should not be put in detention.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. U.S. President Donald Trump is downplaying North Korea's latest missile launches, tweeting they are not a violation of last year's Singapore agreement with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. U.S. officials claim that Kim personally promised Mr. Trump he would not conduct longer-range missile or nuclear tests. The president on Friday tweeted, quote, "Chairman Kim does not want to disappoint me with a violation of trust. There is far too much for North Korea to gain, and there is far too much to lose." To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA1.